This is today's Garden Bite, brought to you by Dram. According to social media, deer have seemingly decided that the Hosta Cafe is open to them. No social distancing required. Those graceful marauders are lovely to watch in winter, but once you feed them, they expect the buffet to stay open. What won't a deer eat? A hungry one will eat whatever. But there are deer-resistant plants. Some plants that come immediately to mind include coneflowers and columbine, yarrow, and sage. For shady areas, the old-fashioned bleeding heart seems to be left alone, while the deer graze consistently on, yep, the hosta. Lily of the Valley are not a favorite dish, and Lenten Rose, one of the earliest flowers in the shaded garden, also looks to be left alone. They can bloom for a couple of months, and usually at the time we could really use something pretty to look at. I'll have pictures and more information on GardenBite.com. For those sunny areas, foxglove and heliopsis don't appear to be bothered by the deer. Bee balm, boxwood, and barberry aren't bothered by the big bucks either, or the does, but I was on a B-roll. Think plants that are prickly, like the juniper, hairy, sticky, or thorny, like barberries. Also poisonous, such as foxglove. The same kind of plants that tell us to stay away tell the deer to back off too. The exception would be something in the mint family. The smell appears to be a little too much for them. I love spearmint, even as it insinuates itself wherever. I just pick it off and sniff. The deer will turn up its nose. Find all this info on GardenBite.com. A family-owned business for over 75 years, Dram has designed and manufactured high-quality watering tools. From hoses to watering wands to sprinklers to hose extenders and quick-release fittings. I've been so pleased by all of them. Dram products are environmentally friendly and exquisitely designed. Check out all the tools they offer. Purchase Dram at your local independent garden center or online. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.